90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect those of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Mid-Coast Radio Project, its board, staff, and volunteers.
The only good Indian is a dead Indian.
Welcome to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for the next hour. And today we're going to have a special show. We're going to be playing the presser from the return of the Akamish Shield that happened this past week in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the impact of returning sacred items is not only impacting that tribe, but it impacts tribes that have items all over the world. So we'll have comments from the current governor, Brian Vail, and then the past governor, Kurt Riley, on that. And that'll be in about 10 minutes. So stay tuned for that. Also, I want to let you guys know I'm going to be on a Facebook Live tomorrow with the Kansas City Star. And that's going to be at 4 o'clock. I believe it's just on there. Kansas City Star Facebook. They're going to be talking about the, of course, the Kansas City football team and issues surrounding the tomahawk chop and stuff like that. So make sure you tune in, and I'll let you guys know before we end the show as well to remind you guys about that. All right, we'll get started with some music, and this is Autumn White Eyes with For the Indigenous Woman. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
For the Indigenous Woman. When we were little girls, men stopped in their cars and told us to get in. We ran and ran until we couldn't run anymore. I see you. I am you. At the age of 19, it happened again. Hey, hey you, yeah you, I'm talking to you. Following us in their car, we ran and ran until we couldn't run anymore. I see you. I am you. He pushes his way into the window and I scream. I see you. I am you. In a dark college basement, he pressed his body up against mine, and when he pinned me against the wall and scraped into my insides, I thought it was my fault for agreeing to dance with him. I collapsed on the floor and my roommate held me as I cried, I see you. I am you. I wonder how many times I could have ended up as another murdered and missing Indigenous woman. Over and over, I ask myself why we have not done more for you. For the Indigenous woman, the women who watch over us, wipe away our tears, feed us, clothe us, bathe us, teach us, for the women who just are, who no longer get to enjoy the things they once did, to live the lives they had planned for themselves, to love the people they loved, for the women who have not yet become women, who did not get a childhood, who did not dance, who did not graduate, for trans women and two-spirits who are forgotten from the movement yet are the most vulnerable, who have always been a part of our indigenous societies but are never given the respect they deserve and are misgendered even in their deaths. For the women who are not always perceived as women but something to be conquered, for the women who are none of these things, who are not stereotypes of what an indigenous woman is supposed to be, whose deaths and disappearances we should still be outraged by anyway, I am sorry. I am sorry we have not done more for you. Scrolling through news feeds, another woman goes missing, murdered, assaulted. Anime was a Mi'kmaq woman, a mother to two daughters, and an activist. A fighter, executed by Native men. Tina was Anishinaabe and 15 years old. She was searching for her birth mother, but Tina didn't make it there. She was found in a river, and the man who did it was found not guilty. Savannah was a Spirit Lake Dakota and an Anishinaabe woman, a mother who never met her daughter because she was stolen, taken because she was pregnant. Savannah mutilated and found in a river. Faith was a Halawa Saponi woman. I met her once. We received the same scholarship. She was as sweet as honey, a student whose degree was taken from her, found murdered and assaulted in her apartment. Jamie Lee was an Oglala Lakota woman who was two-spirit and trans, who walked the same streets I once walked. She moved to Sioux Falls for a fresh start, to start her dream. She was stabbed 7 times. How many more whose names I do not know because they are missing, because their names are not reported until they are found in rivers, whose names are never circulated because society does not care. Why have we not done more for you, Indigenous woman? Indigenous men, why have you not done more for us? Do you see we will not survive without Indigenous women? What will you do to stand up for your people? Why is there not more outrage for the Indigenous woman? For the Indigenous women whose lives are so much fuller than their deaths, for the Indigenous women who deserve so much more than they are given. You are the earth. You are the strength. You are so much more than your death or disappearance. You are the love of the people. Indigenous woman.
All right, that was Northern Cree for you guys with Buffalo Killer's Sneak Up Song right there. All right. Well, like I said, I was doing a special show today talking about the return of the Acoma Shield and why it's important, not just for that tribe, but for tribes all over the country who may have sacred items that are still out there in the world and being sold in auction houses. But this is about the journey of that shield and being returned back to the Acoma Pueblo. So this is a full press conference that went on in Albuquerque to discuss what was going on. And first, and the people will introduce themselves, and then current Governor Brian Vile will be speaking after that. So here it is.
Begin, and everyone's ready. Good morning, and thank you very much for being here. My name is John Anderson, and I serve as the United States Attorney for the District of New Mexico. It is my honor today to be joined by a number of guests for this important announcement. To my right is the Honorable Brian Vio, Governor of the Pueblo of Acoma. We're also joined by James Langenberg, Special Agent in Charge of the FBI's Albuquerque Division, and Jim James, Deputy Bureau Director of Field Operations for the Bureau of Indian Affairs and member of the Pueblo of Okeawinge. Today, I have the distinct pleasure to announce that the Acoma Shield, an important item of cultural patrimony rightfully belonging to the Acoma people, has been returned to the United States from France. The Acoma Shield is currently in custody of the Bureau of Indian Affairs and will be formally returned to the Acoma people upon entry of a court order dismissing the forfeiture action that prompted the return of the Acoma Shield. Today's announcement has been several years in the making and marks the successful culmination of an effort to return the shield to the Acoma people from whom it was taken many years ago. While I am going to leave it to Governor Vio to discuss the history of the Acoma Shield and its cultural significance to the Acoma people, I can tell you that in approximately May of 2016, the Pueblo of Acoma advised the Department of Justice that the Acoma Shield, which had been stolen from the Pueblo of Acoma some years ago, had been located at an auction house in Paris, France, where it was to be sold. In July of 2016, in an effort to return the shield to the Acoma people, the United States filed a forfeiture action in the United States District Court for the District of New Mexico. After extensive efforts by a number of parties, we have finally succeeded in having the shield returned from France to the United States and on its way to its rightful home at the Pueblo of Acoma. On this happy occasion, I offer our congratulations to the Acoma people and our best wishes as they are reunited with this sacred object. The United States Department of Justice shares the joy of the Acoma people and is proud to have played a role in the return of the shield. In that respect, I owe a measure of gratitude to the many individuals and entities who contributed to the successful return of the shield, including the FBI's Albuquerque Division, Bureau of Indian Affairs Special Agent Frank Chavez, Ann Brickley of the Money Laundering and Asset Recovery Section at the Department of Justice's Criminal Division, the United States Department of Justice Office of Tribal Justice, the FBI's Art Crimes Unit, U.S. Customs, Andrew Finkelman, the Department of Justice legal attaché in Paris, French authorities, the United States Marshal Service, the Department of Justice Office of International Affairs, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and of course, I owe a huge thank you to Assistant U.S. Attorneys Kyle Naback and Steve Koss for their tireless efforts in securing today's successful return of the shield. It is my hope that today's announcement will raise public awareness surrounding Native American items of cultural patrimony and the importance of protecting those items from theft, abuse, or conversion. Collectively, we need to recognize that such items hold a sacred place in Native American cultures. They are not collector's items or novelties. They should not be trafficked or sold and certainly should not become objects of private profit. Those of us who live here in the great state of New Mexico understand the importance of preserving the rich cultural history of our state, including the Native American traditions that we are fortunate enough to have here in our home state of New Mexico. In this respect, it is incumbent upon all of us to be vigilant in ensuring that items of cultural patrimony are not converted into objects to be pillaged or collected. In recent years, Congress has passed and designed laws designed and intended to enhance the protection for such items under federal law. The Archaeological Resources Protection Act and the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act are both intended to preserve the cultural legacy of our Native American tribes. The U.S. Attorney's Office will be vigilant in its enforcement of these laws, and we certainly ask for the cooperation of the public that these laws are honored and that Native American cultural traditions are preserved and protected. So with that, I would thank you all again for being here on this happy occasion, and I will now turn the podium over to Governor Brian Bio for further remarks.
Okay, you're listening to the press conference regarding the return of the Acoma Shield to the Acoma Pueblo held in Albuquerque this past week, when the impact of the of what happened not only impacts that tribe, but impacts tribes all across the country that may have items that are missing and are stolen or and put in auction houses. So the next person to speak is the current governor, Brian Bio, to talk about the Acoma Shield. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Guatzi hopa like I use it. That's a shine, Timish. Now yet it's principal. Timut it's like seats a hoochin. That's a shah our goa Timish, that's Shahana Timish. Meek to Etsik Japanish. Takai Tawahu Etsik straight rush to Ika use it. Well, Tawa Bagugate Utip seats in the much seat. Tawa seen Yash Timanish, seen Ish up Timanish. Tawa Ekai and Ewaika use it, see Sau Okchan. Ko an e se ko na hai to er se ko atsu kaitsu yo hima et mo se ti wis ti to er se tsu ko ni ti atsu ni shout on the yon se ko ni tran dai hat so mas ka ai tran an e a ko ti tsu ni na ot ko ni se ko ni ats ko ni ta a se ko hopa ats to ma ko ta tsu shat sa ni ni ats ti ken ak tsu shai min kai shaiwana mati to atsi kte apni sit kte kuis barsek atshana istir hayit hem atsi ta anisti barsek tsi shaiwaya anit en atsi hay atsi uts ayum tsi shaiwatra ni hopa sai shana tai tsi sit imsh a kutu shana timsh ats in chawen atsi tsi asht i dram hema sai tsi sai tsi amusni chaku ta atsi ekor shana shana istir timsi the gain at the echo, the air starts at square, right? It's square. Good morning. It's good to see everyone this morning. My name is Brian Vio, and I'm the governor of the Pueblo of Acoma. This morning I stand before you filled with a lot of emotions, but also quite grateful for the return of the Acoma Shield. There are many individuals who have been part of the Shield's journey, and I want to thank all of you for your support, for your prayers, and for allowing the Pueblo the opportunity to engage in a concerted effort to ensure that the sacred item, this item of cultural patrimony, this item of the Pueblo of Acoma, returns home. Our prayers have been answered. Acoma people are sacred people. We have a culture that spans time. And we are fortunate that in this time, that lifeway continues to sustain us, and that lifeway contributes to the protection, to the sustainability, and to the promise of our collective future, all as one people on this earth. It is for these reasons and many other reasons that this shield, this sacred item, needed to come home so that we might continue this way of life and to reintroduce our sacred item back into this process. I am so grateful that we can do this, that our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and those not yet born will have the opportunity to continue this way of life, and that they will do it with the protection of our sacred shield. I cannot fully express the deep amount of gratitude I have for all those who assisted us to ensure the shield's safe return. So on behalf of the Acoma community, our elders, our cultural leaders, all the children of Acoma, thank you. This occasion represents a significant moment in our living history. And unfortunately, in this time, we must deal with these types of issues. We must engage outside of our community with others, with our respective governments, and with those internationally to educate, to inform, to partner, to collaborate, so that we might all understand and all acknowledge that our tribal nations, our indigenous peoples throughout the world, have a place, have a voice, are sovereign, and must have the opportunity to exert that sovereignty on issues such as this. I want to provide a brief history of the shield's journey. This pursuit began in May of 2015, when Acoma first became aware of its sale by the Eve Auction House in Paris, France. Acoma leaders, including my father, Fred Vio Sr., who was governor at the time, were notified, and he and others reviewed the auction catalog and found that, yes, it was up for sale. And literally, on the eve of that auction, we learned that there was little that we could do. However, to our surprise, the shield did not sell, and to our knowledge, remained in France with its fate unknown. A year later, in May of 2016, this time, Acoma stood ready and embarking on a campaign to call public attention to this matter. The Pueblo immediately reached out to the auction house to seek additional information, including the name of the consigner, so the Pueblo might seek the shield's return privately. However, the Pueblo of Acoma was informed and invited to bid and purchase the shield. This is something that cannot happen, because that would have been a direct violation of traditional Acoma law. At the 11th hour, an individual came forward and offered to purchase the shield for the Pueblo. However, in light of our traditional law and in great respect of that law, the Pueblo declined the generous offer. Acoma never gave up we sought the assistance of the United States government to halt the option and to immediately repatriate the sacred shield. Former Acoma Governor, Mr. Curt Riley, was instructed to do everything he could to retrieve the ceremonial shield. He made an emotional plea at the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C., calling for the immediate withdrawal of the Acoma shield from the auction block. On the morning of this auction, we all watched anxiously as the shield's auction number approached. To our disbelief and amazement, the auctioneer surprisingly announced that the Acoma shield had been withdrawn and immediately moved on to the next item with little fanfare. What ensued was a determined and tenacious effort to bring the ceremonial shield home. Working with the United States government, Acoma provided information to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Office of Justice Services, who initiated an investigation that later unveiled information that would be very helpful to this process. The shield, we learned also that the shield had been stolen many years ago from a caretaker's home at Acoma Pueblo. The U.S. Attorney's Office here in New Mexico and the Money Laundering and Asset Recovery Section of the Justice Department's Criminal Division initiated court action to determine ownership of the shield, leading to a warrant being issued for its return. The Department of Justice attaché at the U.S. Embassy in Paris worked diligently with the government of France, enlisting its attention and cooperation. Finally, in 2019, a breakthrough. Mr. Gerald Collins came forward as the consigner of the shield. And during a private meeting with Mr. Collins here in Albuquerque, he agreed to voluntarily return the shield to Acoma in the spirit of cooperation. And that after a long and arduous path, brings us to today. Our heartfelt thanks go to Mr. Collins. I have to say that meeting was very difficult. But I do respect his decision. And in a recent email exchange with Mr. Collins, to quote him, his response at this point is he is grateful the shield is in the hands of its rightful owner. I can also not express my gratitude, enough gratitude, to Mr. John Anderson and the United States Attorney's Office, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Office of Justice Services, including our brother, Special Agent Franklin Chavez, for answering our initial call and leading the investigation, and offering support to the Pueblo throughout this term. We also want to thank the U.S. Department, United States Department, I'm sorry, the United States State Department, and the Justice Department's Office of International Affairs, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation for their critical work and for ensuring the shield safe transport back to New Mexico. I cannot say enough about the efforts also of our New Mexico congressional delegation. They collectively elevated Acoma's voice and drew nationwide attention not only to the Yakima Shield, but to other items of cultural patrimony that continue to wrongfully leave tribal communities and are sold in the domestic art market or are illegally exported. Legislation to address this issue is now pending. Our thanks go out to our attorneys from the Chestnut Law Offices here in Albuquerque, Hobbs, Strauss, Dean, and Walker in Washington, D.C., for their diligent work and counsel, but most importantly, for understanding and always respecting Yakima. And finally, and most of all, I wish to thank the people of Yakima for their collective prayers that made today possible, and to Yakima's leadership, including Mr. Kurt Riley and Mr. Fred Vio Sr., both former governors who worked tirelessly on this issue. I appreciate your steadfast resolve and actions to ensure the Shield's return. I thank our cultural leaders at Yakima, our war chiefs, for their guidance and prayers, and for reminding us that when we are sincere in prayer, these blessings do come. This marks an incredibly important time in these efforts of repatriation. This is the first time in this country's history that an item so significant is being returned to an indigenous nation without the exchange of $1. The Pueblo of Yakima hopes that this message is heard loud and clear by the leaders in Congress, by the collectors and dealers, and by our own communities, as we all work very hard to secure our way of life. Now we will turn our attention to the Shield. Return it to Agu, to Yakima, to allow it time to rest. And engage our community back with its protector. And in doing so, we ask the public and media for privacy. Thank you.
All right, so that was current governor of Yakima Pueblo, Brian Vio, giving the speech on what was going on with the Yakima Shield and the return of that shield from Eve Auction House in Paris, France. So it's a very impactful thing that happened this past week, and not just with Yakima Pueblo, but with all the tribes, tribal communities that have stuff that is stolen and sold on the black market, and the ability to get those sacred items back is very important to have those housed in the places they should be. We'll see how this impacts other tribes as well. Let me play this message real quick, and then I'll play the interview with Kurt Riley. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Hi, I'm Linda Wilson, host of Woman Song on Saturdays at 11 a.m. As a retired federal employee, I ask all my federal employee friends to support KKFI through the combined federal campaign. A few dollars each payday through payroll deductions could hardly be missed by you, but to add up to being a big help for KKFI Community Radio. The CFC agency code is 21994. That's 21994. Thanks for your support.
This is Macy Lane with KC Jazz Alive. KC Jazz Alive is proud to be a community marketing partner of 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Our mission is to enhance jazz in Kansas City for musicians, patrons, venues, and educators. We work to raise the tide that lifts all jazz boats and are honored to support all the great jazz and other diverse programming on KKFI.
You too can support KKFI. Learn more at kkfi.org/marketing.
All right, you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for this hour. I've been doing a special show on the return of the Acoma Shield back to the Acoma Pueblo. It was previously trying to be sold in an auction house in Paris, France, and taken quite a while to return that. And so one of the past governors who also helped with that was Curt Riley, and he's the past governor of Acoma Pueblo. And here he is talking about the significance of its return.
Well, I guess for myself, words cannot express, as I said to the group the other night when we first viewed the shield, words cannot express the joy that I have in my heart. But it was a collective effort, and it was, I guess, so joyful that tears came to my eyes. But it did come back. But we're all happy that it did come back. But it also, as Governor Vio expressed, the shield has done its job. Maybe it did need to travel to see the circumstances that other native artifacts were in, because it did initiate new legislation. It did bring back items. It would take too long to explain, but other items came back to not only Acoma but to other tribes as a consequence of the work that we were doing at the time. Some are known, some are not. But I've been told of other items that have come back. It also reestablished the Bureau of Indian Affairs Culture Unit, and it also got funded, and I hope it continues to grow. And the efforts of people like Special Agent Franklin Chavez continue to repatriate items back to not only the tribes in the Southwest, but throughout the country. So I think the shield did accomplish its work, and it's fortunate for us now at Acoma that it came home. And hopefully we'll take better care of it this time.
All right, so that was past Governor Curt Riley, who also helped with getting that Acoma shield back, and just very emotional about that return of that shield to their tribe. And I am a member of the Acoma Pueblo as well. It's just a significant impact of our people, but not just to us, but because of legislation that started because of returning that shield, that any tribe that has sacred items that are out there to get them returned. And so now we can go and do that and have those things returned back to our communities. And it's so very important, so very important. All right, so we'll get back into the music. And here is Astumba and Spirit of Mother Earth. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
never spoken for the blood we have spilled, for the treaties that were broken, for the leaders you have still. Custer died for your sin. Custer died for your sin. A new day must begin. Custer died for yourself, for the tribes you terminated, for the myth you keep alive, for the land you confiscated, for a freedom you deprived. Custer died for your sin. Custer died for your sin. Now a new day must begin. Custer died for yourself. You pollute, for the life that you have cost, for the good you prostitute, and for all that we have lost. Custer died for your sin. Custer died. Now a new day must begin. Custer died for yourself. Custer died for yourself. Custer died for yourself. Now a new day must begin. Custer died for yourself. Custer died.
Way ah hey hi ah, way ah hey hi ah, way ah hey way ah. I've been ghost dancing in 12-inch ceremony mixed in reverse. I want to go back. Back to when hand drum circle cipher sessions spun the world. I've been ghost dancing on this modern platter of cemented long walks. I pray for buffalo with hose-like hail. Stampede, please bump the table. Please bump the table. I can dance my toes over their grooved backs. Listen to the way hide grinds like pine nuts and gore to the hip-hop of extinct knees that snaps beautiful like a b-boy. The tribe is back. Quests no longer find thin sacks of bones in the plains. I've been ghost dancing, and I can see Narbona. Crazy Horse, ODB, Notorious B.I.G., and Red Cloud jump from their paved-over graves. I hear tribal wisdom. Your words, I hear prayer, I hear hands, Jam Master J shows us Shabik Eh. Through repetition, we dance. Through repetition, we dance. My moccasins need to be tied with the deer hide, fat lace, spit shine, sterling silver stamp. Gotta look vamp before b-boys rip through stage. Decked out in braids, turquoise chains hang for days like 1862 Sioux warrior ways. And us new braves smile, cause Wovoka! Natives don't gotta be the only ones who come back. John Lennon, Robert Johnson, and Keith Moon play Eagle Bone Whistle inside Bob Marley's peyote clouds. We are rainbow proud. Forever, like Krylon feathers, we bomb this world in medicine wheel colors. Blue coats point their Gatling guns, but the bullets pass through us. Way ah, hey, ah. The bullets pass through us, spreading spiritless splatters on the walls. They say graffiti is a stain. So like wounded knee, we sink in. Paint our faces black mask like we're mad villains dressed in ghost jerseys. We dance on aerosol petroglyphs. Our signatures lie upon all the silver in this glittering world. Shaolin is a cedar pine hogan. And Thug Mansion, a deer hide teepee. And we mix these gathering nations until we all permeate sage. So we bless ourselves and dance. We dance to remember. We dance until the world is gone. Everyone is gone. The world's a ghost and everything is silent. So we drop the sun dagger onto vinyl and let it sing.
All right, that's Reed Bobroff with the Four Elements of Ghost Dance. Before that, we had Floyd Red Crow Westerman and Custer Died for Your Sins. And then some Asunba with Spirit of Mother Earth. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And I'm Rhonda, and it's almost my time to be getting out of here, and Sunset Reggae is coming up for you next, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Like I said, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live interview with Toriano Porter of the Kansas City Star. I hope that's how you say his first name. It'll be at 4 o'clock tomorrow, I believe, on their Facebook page. But they're going to be talking, and we're discussing the Kansas City football team and the Tomahawk Chop and all that stuff that's always going on. And you know, since it's the holidays and it's just really an irritating time right now. I've been seeing a lot of schools that still do the Thanksgiving Day pageant, the Pilgrim and Indians cardboard feathers and stuff like that. I mean, it's just really ridiculous. I think every day I see something new. I saw a picture of a young woman who had dressed up her class as Indians and called them the 13 little Indians, and it was just annoying. And you know, the fallacies that go on with the misinformation of what Thanksgiving is or was, or it's just all false facts. And so you know, educate yourself. There's plenty of stuff out there. There's plenty of stuff being written. And I post it, so follow me on Twitter, and I'm sure you'll see it. All right, again, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Facebook Live, Toriana Porter of the Kansas City Star on Kansas City Star Facebook page. I'll be leaving you off with some Young Bird. Everybody have a wonderful week, and I will see you again next Sunday. Come on,